The Story of a Long Distance Marriage, written by Siddhesh Inamdar, voiced by Richard Joel.
Chapter 1. Departure. Ira is leaving. The realization hits me straight in the guts, as if out of nowhere. Even though I have known for 2 months that this was coming, the smile I had kept on my face all day fades now at midnight, and I sit. She is too busy to notice. She checks if a ticket is in her handbag, along with the passport. She is a blur as she rushes from one room to another, ticking off items on her list. In the bedroom, she zips the last of her suitcases shut, and then wheels it to the drawing room, leaving it standing near the door with a sense of finality. From the balcony of our Barsati, she gets her floral-patterned bathrobe that has been left to dry on the clothesline. Finally, she goes into the bathroom and closes the door. There is silence for a few seconds, during which she undresses, and then I hear the sound of water erupting from the shower head, slowing her instantly. And I am left staring at the door. I look at her clothes laid out on the bed. A full sleeve, red and blue check shirt, beige corduroys, and her JNU sweater. Too warm for the August heat in Delhi, but just right for where she's about to go. Their limp, empty limbs make me feel like she is leaving my life forever. Like I will wake up tomorrow and realize I have no memory of her. I think of the body that will fill those clothes as soon as she is out of the bathroom. I think of her standing under the shower, tying her hair on top of her head in a bun, closing her eyes and looking calm and perfectly in control. I think of the water sliding down her body. I have been in denial for weeks, but now it takes me no time to admit to myself that this is it. This is finally happening. Ira is leaving. It all began in May, when she heard back from the Dean of the Department of Art History at a prestigious institute in New York. He had loved and accepted her application for their master's program. We went to Bombay for our first wedding anniversary in June. That day, she had to appear for an interview for a scholarship. The amount would have covered her tuition fees and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?